Masechet Kelim, Perek Tet Zayin, Mishnah He. In the previous perek, we learned that a wooden or leather utensil has to be light enough to be carried, not only when it's empty, but even when it's full, in order to be subject to the laws of Tum'ah. If it's so big that you can't carry it when it's full without the item breaking apart, Tum'ah does not apply to it. In addition to that, for a utensil to be subject to Tum'ah, it has to be intended for long-term permanent use. Here we'll talk about these halachot. Mishnah says, Petilya teme'a, a small basket made of willow twigs, which is used to store dried figs, can become tameh. It's a container that can be carried when it's full without breaking down, and it's for long-term use. V'hasina tehora, but a very large basket made from thorn branches, which is used to store clay, is tahor. Even though it's a container, it's not subject to tum'ah because it breaks down when you move it. Sagnayot shel alin tehorot, small bowl-shaped baskets made from leaves, which are used for covering fruits like figs and grapes, are tahor because they're not supposed to be for a long-term use. Shel nesarin teme'ot, but bowl-shaped baskets that are made from palm fibers, which are used also to cover fruits, can become tameh because these baskets are strong and they could be used over and over again for the covering of the fruits. So they're real kelim and the laws of tumah would apply to them. Hotal shehu noten letocho venotel mitocho tameh, small baskets made from soft woven palm leaves, which a person would place dates and then remove them after they were ripened, can become tameh because it's a container that's used over and over again. But if you're unable to remove the dates without tearing or breaking the utensil, it's tahor because in that type of case, the keli is disposable and it's not considered to be a keli.